السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، continuing with the discussion yesterday with regards to these evil thoughts and whisperings that cross one's mind, we find in the collection of beautiful du'as from our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every single du'a of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in itself a mu'jiza. It is amazing how all-encompassing the du'as of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were. Therefore, we should make it a point and a duty upon ourselves and something that we should try and achieve, a goal in our lives, that we try and learn these du'as of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Each du'a is so profound, it has covered every single aspect of our lives. Certain areas of our lives, our minds would not even have gone to. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his beautiful du'as has encompassed that as well. In one du'a, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, Allahumma ja'al wasawisa qalbi khashyataka wa dhikrak, aw kama qala alayhi salatu wa sallam. Oh Allah, make these whisperings of my heart, these evil whisperings of the heart, turn it into your fear and your remembrance. Turn it into your fear and your remembrance. So it is possible for Allah Ta'ala to do that. Sometimes a person needs coal. The coal itself is not needed. But when a person is trying to cook that pot of biryani, or a person is preparing the deg, so whilst preparing the deg, there is a need for the coal. And there's a need for that wood. But the person will not consume and eat the wood itself. But the wood is a means to give that flavor and to cook that biryani. If the person has to just take all the ingredients and put it together and try and eat it, there will be no enjoyment in it. It is only when it is cooked, when it is burnt on that furnace, that a person really starts savoring and enjoying that particular dish that is being presented. In the same way, sometimes we need these evil thoughts to cross the mind, and then with the help of Allah Ta'ala, these evil thoughts are then turned into the remembrance of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Now how is that possible? Inshallah, in the next few minutes, we'll give you a certain examples of how an evil thought can be completely changed, totally changed in the opposite direction. So for example, our kabirin just from the incidents of our kabirin and Ahlullah, you will see how they turn these evil thoughts into something totally different. We all know our late Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Patel Sahib, Nawarallahu Marqadahu. So especially when it came to the Eid and the Eidain, especially during the latter part of the life of Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayh, we noticed how suddenly people started thronging, people started coming in flocks and droves. In the initial stages, unfortunately or fortunately, whatever it may have been, there were not that many people. In fact, I recall the first time when I came for i'tikaf here in this masjid. So I was the only foreign person that was seated here in i'tikaf. At that time, there were still cubicles. So at that time, Hazrat Maulana Sahib Rahmatullahi put me right in front of his door. We were still in our student days. And I was the only person out of Durban. The rest of the people that were here, all the local people, there's no one else from outside. But then every year, as the years started passing by, then we started noticing more and more people started coming from other parts of the region, from Johannesburg, from other parts of Maritzburg and so on and so forth. Then we noticed Allah Ta'ala started opening up. In fact, Hazrat Maulana Sahib Rahmatullahi used to say that now when I'm old and when my health is not there, now everybody's coming. But when we were young, then unfortunately nobody came. So this is the thing that Allah Ta'ala gives sometimes, the futuhat ka zamana in the life of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It was the same in the initial days, nobody wanted to accept. Nobody really had confidence. Nobody wanted to really follow. But then yes, when he came to the latter portion of the life, then we noticed Allah Ta'ala started opening up. So when Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullahi used to deliver the Eid program, after the bayan and after the entire program would be over, there used to be a huge queue just to make musafaha with Hazrat Maulana Sahib Rahmatullahi. each person coming, making salam. And sometimes when he had certain programs, the same thing would happen. There would be a queue. The brothers would remember sometimes the queue would go from here right till that side. People all making musafa and making salam. So Hazrat Rahmatullah said, now you see, shaitan will whisper into the mind. He'll whisper in the mind that, see, mashallah, so many people are making musafa. There must be something about you. So Hazrat Rahmatullah used to say, I say to myself that, Ya Allah, how fortunate I am that all these people, their hands come into my hands. Inshallah, with their barakat, my maghfirat will be made. So look at how they turn that evil whispering into something totally different. Hazrat Ardoi Rahmatullah Ali Shah Barul Haq Sahib Nawarullah Marqadahu, he said one occasion he was sitting on the stage. They had invited him as a guest of honor. He was seated on the stage, everybody else was sitting on the ground. Whilst delivering the talk, he said, brothers, now you see, shaitan will whisper. Shaitan will whisper in the mind and see, you are right on top, people are all on the ground. You must be greater than them. The fact that you're sitting on top and they all seated on the ground, so you must be greater than them. So he said that you must tell yourself this year that when you have the scale, when you have a scale, the heaviest side of the scale goes to the ground. That side of the scale that is empty, it goes up. That these people here, they have got more good deeds, that's why they are on the ground. And I am meto khalihu, kuch bhi nahi ho, that's why I am on top. So look at how they completely turned it into the opposite direction. So same thing, sometimes the person looks at somebody else, you see the person is committing some sin and guna. So then we'll say for the men folk, if a person has got a diamond, he's got a diamond, and on the diamond, there's some filth that falls on. The diamond is extremely precious. But for example, it fell in the mud, or even worse, it fell in some sewer. Does the person look down on the diamond itself, or does he look down on the filth that is on the diamond? He looks down on the filth that's on the, he doesn't say just take the diamond and throw it in the bin. He takes the diamond and he washes it. It's still a diamond. He looks down on the filth, he doesn't look down on the diamond itself. For the woman folk, they've got their little infant children, the babies or the grandchildren. Sometimes the child messes the napkin, whatever it may be. So does the mother say that get rid of this child is filthy? Mother says, no, the child has become filthy. Let me get rid of the filth from the body of the child. But the mother still loves the child. The mother still has got such passion and love for that particular child. In the same way, sometimes we see an individual committing a certain sin and guna. The person maybe is listening to music. The person is not dressed appropriately. Whatever sin the person may be involved, learn to separate the individual from the sin. This person has got the diamond of Iman in his heart. He has got the pearl and gem of Iman in his heart. Yes, some guna and some sins he has committed because of which we are not seeing the true sparkle of that diamond of Iman within his heart. If he has to make a little bit of tawbah and istighfar, he has to really change his life and get rid of that filth from his life, eradicate that evil deed from his life, then again that same person will be shining. So look at how easy Allah Ta'ala makes it. So when these evil thoughts cross our minds, first of all, and this is what we were saying, the example we were giving yesterday, that these accountants that come to visit us, Mawlana Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, so he said, you know, I'm also in the accounting field. And how do I mean by that? Is that an accountant makes hisab kitab. He is taking stock of every single number, every single digit. One digit goes off, you know, it's not going to be balancing. So he has to, something went off, there's some record off here. For every debit transaction, there must be a credit transaction, etc., etc. So now, that person, the accountant, he's making hisab, kitab, muhasaba all the time. And then at the end, he gives a report to the company to say that, listen, you need to change the strategy of your business because your liabilities are going too high. And you need to intensify and increase your assets, or you need to get rid of some dead stock, whatever it may be. So he said, we are the same. That we also tell people and we also teach them to make hisab kitab of all the a'mal. That in your life now, you see these deeds that you are perpetrating and committing, these are liabilities in your life. They are bringing you down. They are destroying. For example, jealousy. Nabi Kareem Sa'asim said, innal hasada ya'kulul hasanat kama ta'kulul narul hatab. That jealousy devours one's good deeds, Just like how fire devours dry wood, Allah Ta'ala have mercy on the people in Naizna and Cape Town and so on. You know, it's not easy, the fires that have destroyed homes and homes. So we should have mercy on all of mankind. This is a very important aspect. This is a teaching of Islam, to have sympathy for others. And in whatever way we can help these people, we should help. So we should make dua that Allah Ta'ala removes that suffering from the entire humanity. Once as Mawlana Sahib Rahmatullah was traveling from Port Shepstone back to Durban, he had gone for a program. And whilst traveling in Port Shepstone itself, it started to really pour, started to rain heavily. So whilst began raining, it was now more or less the time when people knock off from work to return home. So he told the driver, see, these poor people, they're running for shelter. Somebody's covering themselves with a newspaper. Somebody's putting something else on their head. They didn't plan for this. Now, it's not possible for us to give a lift to all these people here. It's not possible. But he said, whilst I was looking at all these people, I made dua to Allah. I said, Ya Allah, these poor people, some of them are running to go to the taxis, are running to try to find some shelter. By the time they reach home, they're going to be soaking wet. So I said, Ya Allah, for a few minutes, just withhold the rain so that these people can get into their taxis and reach home easily. Or Ya Allah, send the rain in such a way that it is comfortable for the people. So this sympathy for the next person is essential. It's a teaching of Islam. May Allah Ta'ala grant us this quality. Even if we cannot help these people directly through financial means, at least we can raise our hands and say, Allah, have mercy on humanity. Because of our sins that the entire humanity is suffering. Have mercy on the animals too. So in any way, the thing is that these particular deeds now are devouring your good deeds. We said jealousy. And the person sees somebody else with some ni'mat and some bounty, he starts burning within himself. Okay, why? Why this person bought a new car? Why this person is wearing new shoes? He's not supposed to wear new shoes. He should have kept his old car. Why he needed to upgrade his car? Why he's extended his home? We start burning within, we don't want to see the next person. Why is he, upgrading his shop? Why there's so many customers getting into his shop? He mustn't get customers coming in his shop. This is hasad. This is jealousy. The person who is jealous is actually angry with the distribution of Allah Ta'ala. What he is effectively saying, that Ya Allah, why did you give that person so much? You must first consult with me. You must first hold a mashura with me and have a, then I will advise you who you must give and who you mustn't give. As if we are so great. Allah Ta'ala, نَحْنُ قَسَمْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَعِيشَتَهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Allah says, we distribute as we wish. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءَ. Allah Ta'ala spreads risk to whomsoever He wishes in which, whatever measure and whatever stipulation Allah Ta'ala wishes to distribute. That is the prerogative of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So for example, jealousy. So we also teach people to make hisab, kitab, to take stock of their actions. But in any case, the point was that Hazrat mentioned to them, perhaps a question may have been posed to him, that you know, how do we control our thoughts and minds when evil things come to our come across our minds? Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi started throwing to them a few numbers. He said, you are all accountants. So I want to just test your people's ability to keep track. So he said, I'm going to give you a few numbers. You just add on. So he gave them one number. He said, add to it this number. Add to it that number. Subtract this number from it. Add this number here. Add that number. And he carried on and on and on. He said, right, give me what's the final amount. So they gave him the final amount. So he said, now tell me, all this time, when I was throwing the numbers at you, did your mind go anywhere else? So he said, no, Mama, we were focusing on you because now we had to compute these numbers, we had to add these numbers, if our mind went elsewhere, then we wouldn't have been able to. So he said, it's as simple as that. Just put your mind onto one thing. He said, the mind cannot focus on two things at the same time. Cannot focus on two things. We can do two things. Some people can multitask. You see some people driving and they're sending a message with one phone and they're sending a voice note with another phone and they're busy. So they can multitask, but the person can't focus because even when the person is driving and texting, then his focus is not on the road. And that's so often accidents take place. So the mind can't focus on two things at the same time. So in the same way, when an evil thought crosses the mind, immediately put the mind onto something else. Something permissible. What do I have to do during the day now? The mind puts something in Shaitan puts some thought in the mind regarding someone else, immediately put the mind onto something else. Okay, I got this work to do afterwards, I've got that work to do afterwards. And what did that person remind me this? So the person puts his mind onto that, finish. Oh, better still, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah says that those people who have got taqwa, when shaitan throws a whisper to them, then immediately they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So immediately put your mind onto dhikr, some kind of dhikr, astaghfirullah, subhanallah, or think about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to purify our hearts and purify our minds. Keep our heart and mind clean. This is a very important aspect. It is easy, today is the day of Jummah, it is easy to keep our kurtas clean, it is easy to keep our bodies clean. But what about keeping our heart and minds clean? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa